Joining us right now in the broadcast booth, we have Kyle Stewart, who is the brand new champion of the 170-pound weight class for Fierce Fighting Champions, for the Fierce Fighting Championship. He wins via first-round knockout of Mike Jones. Kyle, first off, thank you for stopping by the booth. You're a popular guy right now.
Yeah, I don't think very many people in Price like me.
Well, you had the hometown boy Mike Jones in the cage. You finished him relatively quick, and during your post-fight conference, you said, you know, I was a little nervous going into this fight. You had a tremendous amount of respect for Mike Jones.
We had you
on the show last week.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's a very capable fighter, and you finished him relatively quick.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I hadn't seen any film on him except for one video, and he just pretty much destroyed that guy. And I knew I was going to come out and I was going to bite down and I was going to throw heavy leather. I got a good camp that I train at out in Arizona Combat Sports in Tempe, Arizona. So shout out to my head coaches out there, Trevor Lally, Todd Lally, Jameson White, Steve Rosenberg. I knew I wasn't going to be the favorite coming in here into this town, but you know, I got a lot of respect for Mike Jones. Like I said, he's got four knockouts.
Right.
So
right.
I knew I was coming in here, and I better bite down and get ready to go. But luckily, I train with killers, and I'm ready to sit down and bang with anybody.
Obviously, nobody can predict or anticipate a knockout that quick. I mean, even as a fighter, how did you expect this fight to go when you sat and you thought about it mentally heading into it?
I mean, I expected it to go a little bit longer than that. I honestly came in here. I thought it was going to go five rounds. I went up and trained in Elevation in Colorado. My manager, Deanna Bailey, flew me out to Colorado so I could train out there. I knew it was going to be a five-rounder, so I had worked on my cardio conditioning. You know, and I came out relaxed, but that's when you knock people out. You never knock people out when you're looking for the knockout. You knock them out when you're trying to throw punches the right way.
When you hit him, and from our angle, it was tough. You got him with the right. Was it an uppercut? Is that what you hit him with?
It was a right hand.
Right hand. Okay, so you get him with the right hand. Immediately, did you know the fight was over? Immediately?
No, I wanted to jump on top and finish him.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I've had that before. I actually have a really powerful right hand. Uh-huh. People tell you it's the strongest thing, my right hand and my uppercut. I had a fight before where I dropped a guy, and then I went to walk away, and the ref kept looking at me. So I now have some people will just let the guy drop. I won't stop till the ref pulls me off. And that's not a bad sportsmanship thing. I just know no way in hell am I going to drop somebody and let him come back to win the fight because I didn't jump on him and finish him.
Especially a fighter of Mike Jones' caliber.
Oh, yeah, man. He's a tough dude. Like, you know, he is 9-0 as an amateur, 4-1 as a pro, 4 knockouts. You know, I wasn't going to give him a chance to come back. I've fought so many times. This is actually my 6th title. It's just my 2nd professional title. I was a King of the Cage amateur world title holder. I've won titles in boxing and Muay Thai. And, you know, for me, I got one thing on my mind, and that's to make it to the UFC, and I'm stacking bodies and belts until I get there.
What did you tell Mike Jones following the fight?
Keep his head up, man. I mean, I've never been knocked out, but I know without a doubt someday I'm planning on fighting the UFC, and I'm not stopping until I get there. You know, but eventually you play this game, it's combat, you know.
Yep.
Sometimes
yep.
You go, that could have just as easily been me, you know. It's a crushing blow. I've lost before. I know what it's like to lose in front of all your fans, and I know what that feels like. And the hard thing to remember is just to keep your head up. You know what I'm saying? And I wish Mike Jones the best. I'm the biggest Mike Jones fan after this fight. You know, I hope he goes on and goes on a 10-fight win streak, and we'll see each other in the UFC. You know, I wish him the best.
You obviously have a lot of respect for Mike, vice versa. He had a lot of respect for you when we had you guys on the show earlier in the week. Now that you've got this victory, is it sweeter coming to a town where Mike is the fan favorite? How do you combat that? Because it's difficult. I mean, this is his hometown. This is his territory. You come here and we got a great crowd, a great turnout.
Oh,
and
they were
everyone,
so loud,
oh,
man.
Oh, they were. I mean, it
they
was excitement.
So
is it sweeter for you as a fighter to win in front of a crowd that's pro your opponent?
I think it's better for me for my career in the future. You know, like I said, I'm going to fight in the UFC, and eventually I'm going to fight in front of crowds that don't like me. I'm going to fight in front of 20, 30, 40, 50,000 people. And so for me to come into, I love fighting away. You know, I have great fans. When I fight in Arizona, I have 150 people that come out to support me, at least. You know, so that's similar to what Mike Jones has here. But there's something about fighting in somebody else's hometown. My first pro fight was in Tucson. I fought another guy that was the favorite there. Everybody was going for me. It was 6-1 at the time. You know, and there's something about having everybody against you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you look back and you see your corners. And my boy David Nuzzo, he goes, yeah, you go out and you do what you do, man. And it's just good to know that I have them there behind me. I mean, with with my teammates and my coaches that I have at Arizona Combat Sports and everybody behind me. It doesn't matter. They're all my family. You know, I'll go to war with any one of those guys in my corner.
Now that you have a belt here for Fierce Fighting Championship, I want you to talk to the local people and what type of production that this is, top-notch all the way around.
Oh, this is great. This is an absolutely awesome promotion. I mean, the whole town. I got driven in by the Brandon Wise. His wife came to pick me up. She was really sweet. Picked me up all the way from Salt Lake City, drove me out here. I really like this town, actually. I'm from the city, but I like it's a small town. I like it. It's really... I guess it's my kind of people around here, you know? Everybody here seems really genuine and really, like, really good people. Mike Jones actually, not just because we kind of look alike, but he's a good dude, you know?
Bit, yeah.
We look a little bit alike.
Yeah, you
but,
do.
No, he, I really like the people around here. And I'm going to come and I'm going to fight. I'm going to win. I got my dream. Mike has his dream. But it does kind of feel bad, you know, in front of his, you kind of got that, in front of his hometown, you know, You always go for the knockout, but afterwards you realize that's another human being. He has a dream, and you just kind of kick them down a notch. But it's a sport for savages, man. This is gladiator stuff.
I got two more questions for you. Do you plan on defending the Fierce Fighting Championship belt?
We'll see. I got to talk to my coaches, my manager, figure out what's going on. I plan on taking a little bit of time off.
Okay.
I'm planning on moving up to the next level, wherever that is, whether that's Legacy, RFA, or LFA, whatever it is now, whether that's Bellator, World Series, UFC. You know, I'm definitely planning on making that next step soon. And I train with studs, man. I train with Clifford Starks. I train with Matthew Frinku. I train with Big Trevor Smith fights in the UFC. I train with really good dudes, and I know the level that they're on, and I feel like I'm definitely catching up to those guys. But, man, when I get to the next level, I'm trying to have fights like this. I'm trying to go through people, you know. I don't want to be one of those guys that gets to the UFC and then that's it, you know.
So it's over with. I mean, you go into you talked about this. You don't just have a camp. I mean, you're always in cage shape.
Oh, yeah.
So you get the belt.
I never stop training.
What do you do now? What do you do tonight? What's the rest of the night look like for Kyle Stewart?
Well, tonight I'm going to go out and hang out with my 20 to 30 fans that drove all the way up from Arizona, came from around the state to come support me. We're going to have a few drinks. I'm going to have a good time, and I'm going to enjoy myself.
Well, Kyle Stewart, impressive performance tonight. First-round knockout of Mike Jones. He claims the 170-pound title at the welterweight division for Fierce Fighting Championship. Kyle, I appreciate you taking out the time to come on the show earlier this week and then again to join us here at the cage. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, man.